Hey everybody, we're going to take a listen to the alto part of Everlasting Melody, the first two sections. First section goes from measures 9 to 28, and then it repeats. And then from 28 to 36, and that section will repeat also. I'm going to go pretty slow on this so that we can get our voices in the right place and find all those notes that wiggle around. And also, the rhythms are a little bit tricky. They're syncopated. That means the accent is often not on the beat, but it's off the beat or in between the beats. And want to be sure you hear where those places are. I'll be singing in my singing voice. My heart sings a melody. When you practice, you put it up in your treble voice. My heart sings a melody. Just like that. And make sure you're following along with your music. So this is 9. My heart sings a melody, an everlasting melody, a tune of love, a song of peace, an anthem that sets me free. Just when I think there's no song to sing, I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting melody. And that last note there lasts a very long time. Again, in rehearsal, you'll expect to go back to 9 and sing that whole section again. For this recording, we're going to go on to measure 28 through 36. You're going to look at the second staff. So you'll see the soprano has the words, sing a song every night and day, and you have an answer to them. So the soprano sing, sing a song every night and day. You look at the second staff, everlasting melody, and you're looking at the lower notes. Everlasting melody, a melody that will last always. Then you go back to 28 and it repeats. This time the soprano sing a different set of words. I will forever sing my song, but you sing the everlasting melody again. So they sing, I will forever sing my song. You answer, everlasting melody, a melody that lives on and on. And that's the end of the first two sections for the altos. Listen to this a few times before rehearsal. See you then.